Are record labels going the way of the dodo bird? There's no denying that digital distribution and the internet has changed the way many of us discover and buy new music. And Jeff Price is doing his part to contribute to the evolution of the music industry. Price is the founder and CEO of TuneCore, the digital music distribution service that he started in 2005. TuneCore allows musicians to receive 100% of all their sales revenue and to retain rights and ownership of their music and recordings. TuneCore's clients include the influential hip-hop group Public Enemy, Ziggy Marley, and former Guns N' Roses guitarist Izzy Stradlin. Price explained to Steve Paulson how TuneCore differs from other digital music distribution services.
Well, I thought, why don't we just open the floodgates? Why don't we enable anyone on the planet that makes music, Uncle Larry singing in the shower, how much is that doggy in the window, to somebody sitting at home playing a ukulele, give them universal access. No one is denied to worldwide distribution of their music into the stores where people go to buy it for a one-time, simple, upfront, flat fee. They just pay that fee, usually around $30-$35, and their music will end up into all these stores and services around the world. Think of it almost as a digital version of Federal Express. You walk into Federal Express and go, "Hi, please put this music into iTunes for me." Federal Express says, "Oh, okay, that'll be $25. You pay FedEx, FedEx delivers it on your behalf. The music goes into a place where you don't have access, but FedEx does, and that's it. When the music sells, you get all of the money. FedEx doesn't take any of your rights, either does TuneCore. So you now have the access to the thing that you didn't have before, worldwide distribution of your music into the stores where people go to buy it for a one-time flat fee and a non-exclusive agreement that you can cancel at any time, and you get 100% of the royalties from the sale of the music."
And does that access fee, is it the same for anyone? I mean, whether it's Uncle Larry or Public Enemy?
No, the access fee changes. Just like FedEx might charge based on a zip code or how heavy a package is, based on the number of songs and how many stores you'd like your album to go to, that determines the fee.
Okay, so presumably the big name artists who choose to sign on will pay a much bigger fee.
Oh, no, no. I mean, simple example, Ziggy Marley actually used us for his album Love Is My Religion, his new album. That went on to win a Grammy, by the way, last year for Best Reggae Album of the Year. That was, if I remember correctly, a 10-song album being delivered to one store. Ziggy Marley paid $30.87, and he got 100% of the revenue that was generated from the over 50,000 copies sold of his album within iTunes. We took none of that. So if you're Ziggy Marley or if you're Uncle Larry and you have a 10-song album, it's that same flat $30.87.
It would seem that this model only works if these artists, whether they're big-name artists or not, choose not to go with a record label. I mean, the record label is going to want the rights to those songs, and this model works in an entirely different way, right?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, the point is it's a choice. You need a record label for certain things. The point is you don't need the label now if you don't want them. I don't view us as in competition with the label. Remember, a label is about taking less than 1% of what's out there and giving it the opportunity. TuneCore was created for the other 99.999%, giving everyone access and everyone an opportunity. So anyone can just go to the website, upload their album art, upload their song, say, deliver it to this store, click a button, and within 48 hours, it's been delivered.
Now, I can see that this model could work very well for well-known bands, bands that already have a following. People want to get hold of their next songs, and they will find out that it's out there, and they can go straight through TuneCore and find those things. But for perhaps the up-and-coming but unknown band, I would think this model wouldn't work very well. I mean, the advantage of signing on with a record label is that you get the big marketing push and you get the help producing the album.
And this is why it's such an exciting time. You don't need the label for that marketing push. So to answer that long tail theory that you've heard about where everything sells something, it's true. TuneCore has been alive for a year and a half. We've delivered over 400,000 songs from about 30,000 albums from tens of thousands of artists. And what is fascinating is the amount of money these people are generating. So Secondhand Serenade came to TuneCore, paid literally about $14, $15 because it was a 7-song demo and sold over 200,000 songs with no record label, with no radio play, with no real press, with no tour dates. And that sort of thing has happened over and over again.
How did that happen? Yeah, how did people hear about them?
Well, if you think about the way music marketing and promotion works, it's very simple. Music marketing and promotion is giving your music to somebody else in hopes that they either play it, talk about it, or show the video. That's all music marketing and promotion is. Remember, the media outlets that people used to turn to were press, like print publications like a Rolling Stone, television like MTV, or commercial radio. What's occurred is people, the general population, have turned to other media outlets to discover music. And the other media outlets that they've turned to are 100% accessible by anybody. The point is that all these bands that have never had an opportunity have been given the opportunity to get their music in there, and because of things like YouTube or MP3 blogs, which is an interactive magazine, or Last.fm or Pandora, which are replacing commercial radio, people are discovering their music, can click a button, can buy it, and now revenue is being generated, and it's real hard dollars. We're talking thousands of dollars.
So basically, you are taking the place of the old record label. I mean, you're the one, for instance, who's getting those songs onto iTunes or Rhapsody or other distribution services. Am I right about that?
That's correct. We are access to distribution. We provide that worldwide distribution for the artist. And then the marketing and promotion, I wish I could lay claim to YouTube or, you know, MySpace, but those vehicles exist. So in the old days, when you made a music video, it was very expensive. These days, it's very cheap to make a music video or a video of any sort. In the old days, after the video was made, you had to hand it to the record label, and the record label would then have to hand it to MTV in hopes that it got played. In the new school model, you don't need to go to the record label to get to the television station. You can go straight to the television station and it will broadcast it. And that's what something like YouTube is. You make the video and you upload it. Now you're broadcasting yourself. Now it's just a matter of the eyeballs. And what's wonderful about the internet is it's about niches. So if you're a Celtic band that's into doing heavy metal covers, you'll find that there's a place for you on the internet, and you just need to make the media, put it up there, go to an MP3 blog for Celtic bands doing metal covers, send them an MP3, let them know it exists, and then they have people that are already flocking there, and then they'll talk about it, and then they'll spread, and they'll spread, and they'll spread, and all of a sudden you've got your commerce and you've got your audience.
Okay, so I can see how artists can make out, especially if somehow they manage to generate word of mouth, and you know people will find this, and with each download they will get a cut. How do you make money?
Oh, I just simply get paid that upfront delivery fee. Think of us like Federal Express. You walk into Federal Express and say, please deliver my package. FedEx says, okay, that will be $25. That's it. We get paid that upfront flat delivery fee. We do not take any money from the sale of the music. The artist gets every single penny of it.
Wait, so you're saying, so give me an example of that. I mean, some big selling collection of songs that have come out, how much have you gotten from one of these?
The same flat rate. It's the same thing if Led Zeppelin walked into Federal Express and said, deliver this album to iTunes, and Federal Express says, okay, that'll be $25, or Billy Bag of Donuts walks off the street and says, deliver this album to iTunes, FedEx would say, okay, that'll be $25. It doesn't matter the level of success of the artist. It's universal access at a simple flat rate.
Even if you sign up, let's say, Public Enemy, which I believe is one of your clients, you might only get $25 from that.
That's right. Yeah, I'm on the service side. I only generate my revenue by you electing to use us for a service, like buying a guitar. If Chuck D walks into Guitar Center and buys a mic, he's going to pay the same price as anyone else that walks in off the street and buys that mic. And Guitar Center makes its money on the sale of the mic, not on how many copies of the songs that sell. And then that's the same model, and that's the dramatic shift that we've caused.
So in other words, you need to have a lot of clients to make your business go.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's quantity is what you're after.
It is. You know, it's I'm using the FedEx analogy to death, but here's a company worth what, $30 billion based on delivering a package one at a time for like $25, and they have a fleet of airplanes around the planet, and they have overhead and fuel and logistics and so forth. You know, what's my overhead? My overhead is broadband and server space and software that can auto deliver the stuff to the specifications of where it needs to go. The rest of it is knowledge and connections.
Jeff Price is the founder and CEO of TuneCore, a new kind of digital music distribution service. He spoke with Steve Paulson.